Hola and welcome back to Boss Memos. In this episode, I want to talk about getting your spark back and summer revival. How can we step into summer with energy and excitement and color? I feel like I've been gone from the podcast for a while, and a lot of it was just like gray skies and TV binging and just not really feeling like 100% like myself. So I want to talk about how I'm getting back into the swing of things, how I'm getting excited again about projects and creative adventures. I have some artifacts to show you because I love showing artifacts on the podcast. But I also want to talk about like the finished product versus enjoying the process and like putting too much pressure on yourself to create. So I think many artists, creatives can relate to that feeling. And even if you're not fully immersed in that world, maybe there's something else that's usually brings you joy and excitement and creativity and a creative outlet, but it just hasn't been quite doing that anymore. So let's talk about it. And so without further ado, let's get into it. Alrighty. So like I said, I was feeling so drained for the last few weeks. Part of it is that I have been on a Mad Men binge watching bender. I'm gonna be real, it's been a lot of watching TV recently. I mean, not just that show, I've been watching everything on HBO with like no self-control. So kind of slipping into some bad screen time habits, which is, I mean, it just signals to me that my brain needed a break. Like, I needed to just kind of turn things off for a little bit. And I find myself, like, coming out of that without even having finished the show. So it's not like I ran out of things to watch. It's just, like, finally feeling a little bit more like myself and ready to step out into the world again. And, yeah, like, another part of it that was, like, another thing that was kind of weighing on me, draining me, is just the, like, overwhelming content on, like, skinny culture. Even when I'm watching these HBO shows, I have the ads. I'm not paying for the premium. And every other ad's Ozempic, right? And then you log into social media and everything is, here's a skinny diet. Here's how I make sure I don't overeat. Here's my weight loss journey. Here's how I stay, quote, healthy. But it's all code for how to get skinny, right? And then every year with summer around the corner, it's all about the bikini body or however they want to repackage that whole piece of culture. So a lot going on online about just skinniness. It doesn't feel good to log in and like be body shamed without them even seeing your face. So that wasn't fun. That's not bringing me joy. And I've been noticing it. So, like, when I see those videos start popping up, it's like, okay, time to log off. I don't want to see that. That's not what I came here for. I came here for art inspiration and jokes and a little laugh and maybe some cats. But social media is not serving that up to me right now. So it's not really serving me. And then, I was putting a lot of pressure on myself to create as well because, I mean, for this podcast, I love having a final product to show and talk about the process and talk about what's inspiring me recently. But I felt like none of my ideas were really, like, making me excited. And I was putting a lot of pressure on myself to come up with some novel idea to talk about on the podcast, on my own podcast. I'm putting, like, too much pressure on myself. So I'm like, okay, it's time to just think about, maybe synthesize all these things I've been feeling and figure out a way to package it up and talk about next steps, focus on the future, and get out of this slump. So, and a lot of that is just finding things that are giving me life, that aren't draining me, and focusing on them and getting inspiration from them. So what am I talking about? Mostly Artoral. Okay. if you're a Minneapolis local, you know, or you should know, Artoral is like the biggest art event in Minneapolis. 150,000 people come through the Northeast neighborhood. Studio buildings are open. All the artists, or a lot of them, open up their own private studios to come in and see their art, see their process. The weather was beautiful. There's drinks flowing. There's food everywhere. And there's art everywhere. So last weekend really revitalized me. It is my kickoff for summer, honestly. And I just love stepping into those creative spaces, those studios, and seeing artists in their spaces, seeing what's inspiring them, seeing different mediums and different ideas, and then seeing so many people. I volunteered on Friday, and the people watching was insane. Like, being a volunteer is just permission to people watch. And so me and my friend were volunteering, and just so many like interesting outfits, and overhearing little snippets of conversation. It just makes you feel good to like be a human again and see real people, not just like influencers. I didn't see like one person who looked like an influencer, but when you log in on your phone, everyone looks like an influencer, right? So that was just nice to just be in person, be in a real event. And I did it again on Saturday. I wasn't a volunteer, but I just attended, and it was a full day adventure with my girlfriends, and that just felt so good to be out in the world with people and eat good food and laugh and find interesting art. I even found some zines, of course, but I don't know. What inspired me the most about Art of World this last weekend was just seeing creative things, seeing color in ways that I wouldn't expect. And then just kind of taking a mental picture or a real picture. I took a lot of pictures on my little Instax pal. And then just thinking about those like textures and patterns and studies. Like, one artist had an entire studio wall full of frogs. That's all he was doing, was daily frogs. And another artist we met was doing daily, or not daily, but a multi-year long project of toast, where they would dehydrate toast and then cover it in resin and then use that as their canvas. So there were just so many different directions that you could never think up by yourself. AI could never think up. And it just felt very revitalizing for my creative spirit, for my creative energy. And it really got like the gears turning in the back of my brain. Like, what can I take with what I'm seeing and use that to inspire my next project? Seasonal affective disorder is a real thing. And in Minneapolis, in Minnesota, winter really doesn't end until May. Sometimes it feels like, like we've got gray skies going for all of April. There's a lot of stormy days. And so you just really don't feel that sense of spring. You might get pockets here and there, but like until they say like plant, you can start planting in the ground, I don't really feel like it's summer, and sometimes I don't even feel like it's spring. So I'm finally feeling like summer's kicked off. Spring was a bit of a wash, and yeah, like I just am enjoying life again, and I'm looking forward to all the things that come with summer in Minnesota and Minneapolis. I've been loving telling people about my plan for my patio garden. And with that will definitely come a volume 2 on my patio garden zine, because I have a lot of learnings from last year. I don't want to stunt my jalapenos again this year. They were huge producers, but they only grew to be about probably 6 inches tall. And then trying new hobbies is another thing that's giving me life. I'm getting back into coloring, which I did not jump on the bandwagon for a long time. I know it's been popular for a long time, the adult coloring books and all that. But I would say I didn't really pick it up. And the last time I was avidly coloring was in high school. So, and if you have followed me for a long time, you know that I like to design coloring sheets. So I'm going to insert a time lapse at some point in this video of me creating a coloring sheet, because I feel like I don't show enough of my process to you. And so if you're watching the video, that's going to be an extra bonus, is that you can watch me like kind of ideate on the canvas, on a digital canvas. And maybe I'm hoping I can post the coloring sheet along with this video, and you'll see some of the themes I'm talking about right now captured in that coloring sheet. As I'm recording, I don't really know what the final product looks like. And that's kind of the point. I want to talk more about process than final products, because I want this podcast to inspire you to start something. And I don't want to put pressure on anyone to finish things, including myself, because I mean, okay. And I say that with a caveat, because it's a completely different problem if you start a bunch of things and never finish. But it's another problem. And the problem I'm talking about is paralysis around even starting something, because you're scared to finish it, or you feel pressure to finish it, something like that. I hope that makes sense. There's two distinct things here, and neither one of them is great. My goal is to enjoy creating, right? And if it creates something like a final product, like a zine or a blog post or a podcast episode, that's great. Amazing. I can share that. But I also want to focus in the future on sharing my process and encouraging people to just try and start a process, start a project, and think of ideas, brainstorming. I feel like in the age of AI, we've really started grading away or degrading our brainstorming skills, because at work, they're really putting the pressure on all of us to use AI and cut out some, like, whatever you can do for time saving, right? Some of the most time intensive processes are brainstorming and ideating. And it requires a lot of energy to use your creative brain and run through a bunch of ideas. And there's this philosophy right now that AI can speed that up, because you just tell it, you generate 10 ideas for me and I'll pick the best one, and then I'll work off that, and then I'll ask you for 10 more ideas. Like, just this cycle of using AI to skip parts of the brainstorming process. And I think it's really unhealthy, because the brainstorming process is where you find the most creative and unique ideas. And if you're using AI to be a mediator during that process, you're going to end up with a more generic idea, because AI is the baseline, most generic ideas possible synthesized from all of human creation. So it's just not the best way to come up with a creative idea and to enjoy the process too, because I find at work, and I really am asked to use AI against my will at work because we're in this pilot, they want to be more efficient, whatever. I'm playing along because I need to keep my job. And so they're asking me, like, use AI to, like, do all these different tasks and try to save time. And doing that really rusts up your skills. I feel like if we're not safe, and it doesn't even save that much time. And I get frustrated during the process instead of excited. That's the main thing, is that when I'm brainstorming on my own, without AI, without pressure to produce, it's just so much more fulfilling, because each idea I can fully think out and imagine, like, what that would look like if I played out with that idea. And then thinking about that and imagining each idea often leads to different ideas and branches and branching off other ideas. So it's just so much more intense and interwoven when you're brainstorming by yourself or with another human, versus having that AI wall that's just like, those were great ideas, here's 10 more, I like it. Like, it's just so much more hollow. And so I find myself being very frustrated usually when I'm forced to use AI tools. And it's like at complete odds with my creative personality and my AI skepticism and just everything I feel about AI right now. Like, I would love it if it was actually useful, but the generative AI that's, like, available to consumers and businesses, I just haven't seen it do enough to justify it. And if you watch the podcast, you know I am very much against AI, and there's very limited use cases I've seen where it's actually worth it, especially considering the negative sides. So that's a bit of a tangent, but mostly I just feel like I want to get back to brainstorming. I want to get back to just creating with no pressure. And so, like I said, I have the time lapse of the coloring sheet. That's a project that I've had in the back of my head for a long time, is like a cozy adult coloring book that is like autobiographical almost. Like, it has scenes from Minneapolis. It has scenes from being a corporate girlie. It has scenes from doing this podcast. It has scenes from being a creative person, from joining a book club. Like, all these things I love talking about, like, I want those to be coloring sheets in the coloring book. So I'm hoping this episode I can really kick that off. I have a poolside coloring sheet that I did a while back now, but I kind of think I'll have to redo it at least a little bit, just so everything's like in the same style. And yeah, I'm just letting that stop me from like creating the next coloring sheet. Like, literally, I created that, wasn't quite happy with it, and then just dropped the project. And that's such a shame, because I could have just said, okay, well, that's my first draft. Let's move on to the next thing. Like, it's okay if it's not fully ready to share with people, if it's not the version, like the final version, if it's just version 1.0, that's okay. Like, and I don't know when I changed and became like complicit with this feeling of like, oh, it has to be perfect. It has to be finalized. Like, it is going back to like dealing with perfectionism. Like, I've just let that slip back in, and I really struggle under a perfectionist like mindset, because creativity is not a perfect process, and you have to be focused on just enjoying the process and enjoying failure too, because I got a lot of drafts on my iPad that never going to see the light of day. And I think one thing that like really helped me break the cycle, right? Like, we're talking about how to get out of that slump, how to get back into your revival, your creativity revival for summer, was this like little zine. Of course, you should have seen this coming. I love talking about zines. So this zine is called Cheers, and it is my top three vodka cocktail recipes, a zine by Angela George. And it started off like as an overwhelming task, because I was like, I don't know enough about cocktails to make a whole 6-page zine about cocktails. And I was like, well, which cocktails do I even drink? Like, what do I like? I like dirty martinis and espresso martinis. And I recently have found a love for Bloody Marys. And so even with this zine, I was like, well, if I'm going to talk about this zine, I probably need to have like a full like sampler flight that I'm showing, like that the recipes are good, and like have a taste test and all of this. And I was like, no, I'll enjoy a cocktail when I feel like it. I'm not going to like force myself to have a bunch of cocktails just to like show a zine. And then the other thing was coming up with this first opening page, because like I said, I really only like those three cocktails for a vodka cocktail recipe book. And so instead of forcing myself to like put in recipes I wasn't really passionate about or didn't really care about, I just created this cute opener page with like the little stamp cut out with a bunch of pictures of different Bloody Marys and espresso martinis and dirty martinis I've enjoyed. And of course, there's a Bobby cameo. She's in almost all of my zines. And I found this font that I really liked that when you shrink it down to this size, it just kind of, I don't know, it has like a crunchy texture to it. Like, it looks almost handwritten, but it's definitely not. Like, kind of a recent pet peeve of mine is handwritten zines that like are in all caps, or just the handwriting is almost illegible. And I've definitely done this before, where like you probably can't read my handwriting on some things. But it's one thing if that's the aesthetic you're going for, and it's another thing if you actually want people to read your zine. It has to be legible. Sorry. So yeah, I just love this font I found. I think it's just the perfect blend between like almost handwritten but still legible. It matched the vibe. And yeah, it's just such a cute little thing I can give to my friends because I have a lot of fans of my espresso martini recipe. It is 2 ounces vodka, 1 ounce espresso, 1 ounce coffee liqueur, and half an ounce simple syrup. And it's not like I invented that. There's definitely many blogs that will have that recipe on it. But my personal addition is to shake it 60 times exactly and then strain it into a chilled glass. So the 60 times is essential for this recipe. And then the same thing with the dirty martini. Definitely needs to be shaken, not stirred. And it's 2 ounces vodka, 1 ounce dry vermouth, and half an ounce dry vermouth, and 1 ounce of olive brine. And then the Bloody Mary, like, I call it my everything but the kitchen sink Bloody Mary. It's 2 ounces of vodka, 8 ounces of the spicy V8, or however much will fit in your glass, a splash of spicy pickle juice, a splash of olive brine, a squeeze of lime juice, and a dash of Worcestershire sauce. And everyone has their own preferences on Bloody Marys. Kind of a bonus tip I'll give to the podcast listeners is if you don't like your Bloody Marys to be really thick, add some lime-flavored seltzer. Add some lime Topo Chico or anything that's got like a little bit of bubbles to it. I mean, you probably don't need it to be lime-flavored if you're squeezing in lime, but I found that very refreshing. And sometimes I'll just do a virgin Bloody Mary and just, instead of vodka, add the seltzer water. And it's just so nice. Such a savory, like, little treat. So, yeah, I was like, why am I struggling to even show, like, this simple zine on the podcast when, like, people are more interested in the rationale and the progress and the process than, oh, here's the final polished result with, like, three beautiful cocktails on a beautiful counter. Like, I'll leave that to the Instagram bartenders, right? That's their job. They can have the beautiful cocktail setup and the slow motion pours. Like, I was thinking about all of those shots in my head, and I'm like, well, how do I make this look good on camera? For a podcast. This is a podcast. So I'm like, the camera is just bonus. That's just bonus content if you're watching this on YouTube. Like, the podcast is an audio podcast, first and foremost. So I'm glad I could show this to you. It should be available on my blog, so I'll link it below. Cheers. There will definitely be a volume 2 at some point because, honestly, I'm not even that into, like, drinking and cocktails anymore. Like, the hangover effects are not worth the cost. Like, so I don't know, like, maybe the next volume will be my favorite teas or something. We'll see. But also, the other reason I made this zine is in this opening section, and I'll read it to you. Zine reading is so out of order, but here we go. So the opening page says, "Cheers. I hope you are opening this zine to celebrate something. These snippets from my life range from a peaceful bubble bath to a birthday bash, from a nightcap alone to laughing with a dozen friends. All this to say, big or small, your snippets deserve to be celebrated, even if it's just with a sip." And I stand by that wholeheartedly, and I feel like it just gives the whole zine, like, more of a purpose than just a basic recipe zine. So you can download that on my website. You can download the coloring sheet. I hope it turned out good. We'll see. I'll find out with you. And yeah, like, this is just my message to you. Doing things, even if it sounds exhausting, it's just going to revitalize you. Like, just trying new hobbies, getting out in the world, going to the art fair, going to that gallery opening, going for a walk, going to the gym. It's all going to be something that inspires you and feeds back into your creative brain. Experiences are the most inspiring thing. And getting stuck in that TV binge cycle or doom scroll, it happens to the best of us. It happens to me. And there are sometimes deeper underlying issues, which you should talk about with a therapist. Don't listen to me as a podcaster, but if you really think it's just like a temporary slump and you're looking for a way out, I would say try something new, get out in the world, and yeah, get more colorful. I think color is just the cure for so many things. And hence why I'm wearing a colorful shirt today. I put the roses in the background. Like, I put makeup on. I find, like, color is that underlying thing that just revitalizes me. And so I'm excited to color in this coloring sheet with you, maybe with a cocktail. Who knows? But, yeah, if you enjoyed this video, I definitely try to post biweekly. I think I'll be more consistent going forward. Now that it's summer and there's things to do and things that are inspiring me. But if you enjoyed it, you can subscribe on YouTube or go to my blog, angelageorge.com/voice-memos to find out more about this podcast. I appreciate you for sticking around, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.